This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are Dukes and Bell. Happy Friday. We're going to get you caught up on the latest injuries in the NFL. There is one that happened last night. It has a lot of people going, oh, no. Oof. Hey, man, also coming up a little bit later on this hour, we'll talk more Braves as they open up a series against the Brewers tonight. Braves remain one game back in the NL East, that is, against the Phillies. And so a very, very important series. And Mike Conti will join us a little bit later on as well. We're done early, guys, due to the Falcons preseason. And that is 5:30 tonight. Pregame, 7:30 kick, Mike. So make sure you stay tuned right here for all of the action.
That's right, guys. You'll hear Mike Conti with the pregame. I think, is it Randy Mack working tonight?
It's you got postgame?
Randy Mack got postgame, Joe. So we just sent him a video, and Carl and I were laughing like a couple of idiots. So I just put it up. It's on Twitter at Mike Bell ATL. These are the things we like to do when we have a commercial break to screw around during.
Oh, my God.
Just busting Randy's chops. He's going to be up late tonight doing postgame.
You got the postgame? So, crazy eyes.
Anywho, by the way, you can hear it here on 92.9 The Game. UPN 69, right after Family Feud with Steve Harvey. And then later on, they'll have some locker room reaction on UPN. Also, NFL Network has got the game tonight. So I'm not sure if they're using our feed or the Jets feed. But anyway, NFL Network will carry the game as well.
All right, so plenty of places to check it out, obviously, guys. And a big shout-out to our guy, Coy Wire.
Yeah, Coy Wire, former Falcon, does great work with CNN and Headline News. He's going to be doing some work on the broadcast tonight, too.
Headline News. You remember? Yeah. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. You are watching CNN.
Yeah. Just anyways.
And Corey's killing it, man. He's doing a great job, doing a lot of features and stuff, and just a good dude. Also, yeah. Like one of those dudes with like 5% body fat you want to just punch in the head.
Well, yeah. I mean, last time I saw him was at SEC Media Week, and the elevator opens, and he gets out. It was like the Terminator. I want to just, you know, shrivel up. He steps out the elevator. He's all chiseled. I'm like, hi, Coy. So,
why don't you eat a cheeseburger, Corey? Stop showing off.
Yeah, man, for real. And stop wearing those mediums, all right? Will you?
Well, some guys can. That's the style, man. I'd wear those tight jeans, too, if I could fit into them.
It's Dukes and Bell, man. Let's get to an NFL blitz!
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 Blitz! Blitz! Blitz! Blitz! Blitz! Oh, Chris, blitz! Screwing up the computer again.
Blitz!
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
That's a remix, by the way.
Let's hope that Craig is. Let's hope the Falcons' offense will be sharper than Craig is on the board tonight.
Remix. All right, Mike. Big injury last night. Adam Schefter tweeting out. Washington has issued a statement. Running back Darius Geis done for the 2018 season due to ACL injury sustained in last night's preseason game against the Patriots.
Yeah, they were putting to New England last night. And guy, remember, he fell in the second round. Darius Geis is a guy that, remember, there's a lot of talk between Darius Geis, Sony Michel.
That's right.
Nick Chubb, where does he stand out? A guy that ran for some big yards, certainly, at LSU. And,
well, some people thought he was better than Fournette. I don't think so. But some people had said Geis will be better than Fournette.
Well, one thing for certain, I mean, taking some pressure off Kirk Cousins, and Jay Gruden was saying how excited he was to use the guy, had a nice run, and then he comes up feeling a little gimpy, and he told teammates he was fine, and apparently on the plane it just swole up and got all jacked up. So, yeah, I mean, that's a darn shame. 34-yard gain, and then you won't see him again until next year. That's why, knock wood, you hope that nothing happens, fingers crossed for tonight and for the rest of the preseason. Don't want to see that.
Alex Smith is the quarterback now with the Redskins, but here's the thing I want to ask you, Mike. You see this. We got our first preseason game tonight, and as a Falcon fan, let's be honest, you're like, whew. Now, you got to play the game, but this is why you want to put guys in bubble wrap, right? This is why, you know, I say, all right, give me a couple of plays and get out of there. I'm one of these guys that always thinks, listen, injuries can happen at any point. I mean, all that stuff we saw Julio doing with T.O., running heels and pulling stuff, and an injury could have taken place. It didn't. But the point is, now that they are, you know, they're going to be live tonight, and this is what happens last night, I don't know, man. It really makes you scratch your head as a fan. Now, Mike and I have been big fans. Cut the preseason down to two games. That's all we need.
Yeah, and then let's just, if you're going to make me pay for these season tickets, let me pay for regular season. You can, if you want to push the season back, And there's a lot of ways you can do this. I mean, if you want to put the guys, you know, in camp later on, or you want to just make this football season start in August, you know, and have those regular season games count. But you're right. There's no need. I think in the next CBA, I wonder if the Players Association tries to push back and get it down to three or two games.
Now, if you take away, okay, again, simple math, two preseason games, they're going to add on two regular season games.
Yeah, you're
going to
have an 18-game regular, 18 weeks of NFL, yeah.
So, I mean, whether the...
Or 19 weeks, maybe a second bye week will be added.
Right, a second bye week. But whether we want it or not, but I just think it's a smart play. I'd rather have games that count and mean something. Because let's be honest, if a guy gets hurt in those games, it's upsetting. But, Mike, these games mean nothing. And then to see a guy down, go down and potentially lose him for the entire year. So, guys, if you had him on your fantasy alert or your radar, done.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I don't know. Sometimes I look at the rookies, and sometimes you're too close to it, you know, because you see guys in the SEC or the ACC, and you know what they can do. And that's why, I mean, we're not sure how the Browns are going to use Nick Chubb. We just assume that Nick Chubb will get plugged in as a starter. Not necessarily. Still got Duke Johnson. And one thing for certain, Sony Michel. I mean, I might take a flyer on Sony Michel maybe in the second round in fantasy, but how are they going to use him? Is he going to be a receiver? They got a lot of running backs on that team, man. Rex Burkhead, they got a bunch of dudes that can tote the rock.
All right, let's talk about some.
Now, we all know Sony should be the guy, but I'm not sure they feel the same way.
Let's talk about some of the games that happened last night, some of the things that went down. Let's start with the Ravens. They win 33-7 over the Rams.
What?
Slow your roll. Ravens' Lamar Jackson, though, did have a 9-yard touchdown pass.
Sets up a 3rd and 5. Lamar Jackson, pocket collapsing. He's going to dart. He's going to run. Inside the 5, Jackson in for the touchdown. Oh, kind of quicks by Lamar Jackson. And that time, I don't care if you're running through a college, a defense, or a Hall of Fame defense, nobody was going to bring that kid down.
Yeah, listen, we know he's elusive. You saw him at Louisville. But I don't think it's any surprise if he gets into the open field, he's a guy that they're going to have to deal with. But he scores a touchdown last night. Ravens win. Meanwhile, everyone was wondering what Baker Mayfield would do. Mike, NFL Network analyst Brian Baldinger says that Baker Mayfield, quote, had one of the greatest starts ever.
Whoa, wow.
He was 11 of 20, 212 yards, 2 touchdowns. He also had 3 carries for 12 yards. Here's the deal. I don't know if you like Baker or not, but he looked the part. And that's what I think Brian Baldinger's saying.
Baldy. Yeah, man, certainly Baker is a guy, if you're watching the one episode of Hard Knocks that's aired already on HBO, makes all the throws. You know the grit. I mean, like, some people, my wife, for instance, I can't stand him. I go, well, the guy's got a chip on his shoulder, and he makes all the plays, man.
Yeah, he's
great start.
He's arrogant. He would tell you he's confident, but he did look good.
They have a 3rd down and 5. Mayfield back. Looks, throws. Callaway caught it. 45-40, and he may be gone. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Antonio Callaway, 54 yards.
Now, we're going to have to wait and see if he gets disciplined for this latest situation where the cops pulled him over. A car that he claimed he had in storage, that's why it had weed in it and car parts and all sorts of other stuff.
Wait. Is that the excuse he used, that his car was
in
storage?
Well, no, he just brought it up from Florida, and apparently there were some things that maybe he should have gotten it taken. Cleaned up, I guess, before he got on the road.
Got it detailed before he brought it out?
I don't know. Either way, the guy's a tremendous... Look, no one debates the guy's amazing physical talent. But whether it's the NBA or the NFL, there's lots of talented guys that aren't playing football. They're digging ditches somewhere because they can't get their head straight. Hope the Callaway straightens out because, boy, looked great last night.
All right, man. And it's funny because you see that. You know Jarvis Landry's there. Remember now, Dez Bryant and the Browns are expected to meet next week. So are they willing to take on Dez? I think if they do, Mike, it's more of an insurance policy than maybe anything. But we will see where that goes. That call courtesy of the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. What about Saquon Barkley? What did he do?
Barkley gets the first touch. Barkley makes a few miss. That's why he was second overall out across the 50 and chased out at the Browns' 48-yard line. A 39-yard run on his first touch.
Okay.
I got the 7th pick in my draft. Our draft, I should say.
What you saying? You take him there?
Damn right. Don't you snake me on Saquon.
I'm not. I don't think I'd take him at 3. I do have 3, right?
I think, you might go Deshaun Watson at 3.
Would you stop trying to convince me? Deshaun Watson. I'm saying.
There's a lot of running backs out there in the rookie class, so you could conceivably throw a monkey in the wrench and screw up everybody's draft by going quarterback soon as opposed to 2 running backs, 2 wide receivers.
Yeah, no. You said you'd take him at 7, though?
Yeah. I think he's going to be eating up some yards for this. I think he's going to be a lot like Ezekiel Elliott's first year with the Cowboys.
First carry, guys, 39-yard run. Not bad for Saquon Barkley. All right, guys, what about the Cowboys? That was the late game. So Kyle Shanahan coaching the 49ers.
I watched that one. I stayed up a little bit to watch some of that. And it was interesting to see, I mean, the Georgia Southern connection, you know, including Matt Breida. We talked about some of the other guys. And to see Kyle Shanahan on the sideline. But the Cowboys had it cooking in the first half.
Yeah, they did. Dak Prescott, you know, everybody says, who's going to be his wide receivers? What are they going to do?
Prescott back, great protection. Deep ball, comeback, right side, caught at the three, and Michael Gallup walks in for the touchdown.
Cowboys Radio Network, Dak was 3 of 3, 39 yards, and that touchdown right there. But I think the bigger thing was all the injuries in this game last night. 49ers lost, I think, three guys to injuries in this game. Cowboys, a bunch of guys did not travel. So, you know, this is always top of mind when the preseason starts for coaches as to how you're going to rotate guys and how you're going to be careful to protect the guys you need when the season rolls around.
A couple of things last night. So Garoppolo, frozen rope, man. That guy, can spin it.
He can.
You saw that last night. We talked about Joshua Dobbs with the Steelers.
And Mike, again, it's preseason, but if you watched any of the five or six games at the end of last season, he's very composed. I mean, it's not like he's rushing. If it's not there, he's throwing it away if it's there. And last night, he was running. At one point, he throws a ball on a rope, and I'm like, who's he throwing it to? Tight end. Whoop, goes up and gets it.
Right.
He puts the ball in special places. He may have that it thing that Shanahan talked about.
Now, a couple of guys we had talked a lot about. We already covered the Lamar Jackson play for the Ravens last night. Josh Allen. Now, you and I were going round and round with a bunch of listeners who said, this guy's the next big thing. He's a poor man's Carson Wentz. Well, he has a cannon, and he had a very Wyoming-like stat sheet last night. He was 9 for 19. But the guy, he missed on a bunch of throws. He also, speaking of a laser, I mean, wow. I mean, throw some woof. I mean, I don't even think the defensive back saw it as he throws to the end zone. So it'd be interesting to see how he progresses. And now, of course, he's got Kelvin Benjamin up there. That we already talked about the weirdness. Also, guys, if you missed the start of the show, between Cam Newton and Kelvin Benjamin after Kelvin's comments really calling out his former quarterback.
Benjamin did not say anything after the game. They asked him what was Cam saying. He said, I was just trying to get away. Cam didn't speak about it either. So that is one of those things that, you know, will more come of it? I don't know. They don't play in the same division. They're not going to see each other, you know, twice a year. But it is weird how that thing got sideways. Meanwhile, let's talk about somebody that did not play, Mike. Maybe this is a bigger deal than they're leading on. Maybe this is a thing. Tom Brady, guys, reportedly sore back last night. Didn't play. Sore back.
Well, he'll rub some of that magic TB12 lotion on there. He'll be right back in the mix.
I'm just saying.
Well, come on, really? A 41-year-old guy not playing in a meaningless preseason game? Come on. Come on.
You still sore back.
I guess so I shouldn't draft Tom Brady then? Come on.
You know what? You probably should stay away from him until late in the rounds.
You know what? You work on your strategy. I work on mine.
We'll give you a chance to win some money coming up here in just a few minutes. Hey, a couple of other things to mention. Andrew Luck, guys. He's back and actually looked pretty good last night. Here's what he said after the game.
I really had fun. Like, I really enjoyed it. I mean, like I've told you guys earlier, I didn't quite know how much fun, if I would have this much fun again practicing football. I didn't know if I'd have this much fun again playing football. It's a preseason game, you know. I'm not going to overblow anything or blow anything out of proportion, but it's still a game, and it's still a chance to go up against another color jersey, and it was a fun step along the way.
So they played Seattle. A couple of things to note here. He was 6 of 9, 64 yards, Andrew Luck. And again, we've said, what's his arm going to look like? What's his arm strength? That's Luck saying, I feel good, and I, you know, it's fun to be back out here. But, Mike, a lot of folks were talking about the Seahawks and defensively what they were doing with Shaquille, the kid out of UCF. Did you see this kid last night?
Yeah, I saw the comments of Pete Carroll. It was on NFL Network this morning.
Shaquille.
Yeah. The kid has got he's missing one hand from Central Florida.
Griffin.
So, it's going to be interesting to see how he, you know, how he, one thing in the college game, obviously the speed, the athleticism of the NFL. What do you think? I just saw the highlight you guys saw on NFL Network.
No. Listen, it's one thing, you know, when you see a guy in a series make one play. He made three plays in one series, and you're going, he was in on that tackle? He was just in on that tackle.
Dude had 9 tackles, game high for Seattle. They're going to do a lot of guys, you know, we're going to see how he, you know, I think he makes the team. I mean, I don't think that's a question. And now it's just a matter of, you know, can he get a starting gig at some point? I think first things first, just making an NFL roster is a hell of a thing.
It is. It's a story, guys, because, again, he does not have the hand. We've talked about it. You saw it at the combine and all the stories following him out of college, but – yeah, he looks like a player, and everybody says this is how he practices. He makes these similar plays in practice. Let's give you a chance to win some money right now on Dukes and Bell.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
dime. I'm hoping Trae Young drops dimes. D-I-M-E.
Hey, man, drop a dime. Drop a dime and send dime to 72881. You text the word dime. It's the 3 o'clock word for our national signing bonus contest for your shot at a grand dime right now.
All right, man. Text and message and data rates do apply. And please do not text and drive. That is against the rules. It is against the law. For complete rules and details, it's 929thegame.com/rules. Hey, we got more to get to, including the latest with the Braves. Big series starting tonight over at SunTrust. And we'll get more into the expectation of what this this homestand is going to mean. Because you got Brewers and then you got Marlins. Marlins not good. Brewers are good. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to, you know, lose to the Brewers and then all of a sudden get in the funk and lose to the Marlins. You got to, in this stretch, Mike, beat the bad teams. And that's one of the things that has kept the Braves in this.
We'll talk more about the Bravos. Speaking of Brewers and brewing, our buddies at Oconee Brewing Company have just added us some new locations for you to go find our beer. Some on tap, some for you could take it home from a Kroger. We'll explain all that, Carl.
I'm so excited. It's Friday! All right. Glad that you guys are here.
TGIF, mother scratchers.
And Falcons today, 5:30 pregame, 7:30 kickoff. Here's the deal, and I got to be honest. Mike and I are minding our own business like we do on this program. Our boss came back. Like, he came back into the building. And he's walking around, and he's trying to regulate people.
Right, right, right.
And it's amazing to me, Mike. I mean, I hadn't seen Double X. 2-3 weeks, he comes in and he's regulating.
He's mean mugging.
It's unbelievable. So, you know, I mean, we just like to do our thing and do what we do.
As D-Led likes to say from the AJC, just don't mess with our flow.
Get the flow on.
So, anyway, a couple of things on video on Twitter. I joked around with Randy. I sent him that little video you and I shot. Busted his chops about staying up late tonight working postgame.
Yeah.
Randy hit us back, Randy Mack, saying, yeah, how about I come in and do some pregame and stick my foot up both your blanks? So. Randy, at RandyMack81 on Twitter, so check it out. Hey, man, we'll talk some Braves in a second. But, yeah, man, we were just joking around because it's just a Friday. And football, just exciting to have football on. I know this morning woke up and I was, like, watching NFL Network. And just fun to see a ton of highlights. Nothing against the baseball pennant races. And I got Braves tickets tonight. But it's just so fun to see real football, albeit, you know, with starters for a few plays, back in action.
It is. It's. I was laying in bed last night and I'm thinking to myself, it's August. And I'm sitting here like it's November. I'm totally watching this game like it really means something.
No, because I'm watching the Buccaneers and Dolphins, and I'm like, well, why is a Patrick offensive line? But they're doing a pretty good job. Like, oh, let's slow your roll. Slow your roll. You know, but it is kind of fun because you do kind of project into the regular season. But this is when the work gets done. Some of this stuff, as we said, it's more about just survive and not get hurt for some of these teams. We already talked about Darius Geis, if you missed it. LSU rookie, looks his season is done before it even started for the Redskins.
Yeah, and again, there's nothing you can do when you play this game. It could happen at any point. Tonight, Dan Quinn's not going to go into the locker room and say, all right, play hard, but don't get hurt. That you just don't do that. So you roll out there, man, and you play, and hopefully everything goes our way, Mike. But it's a shame. I hate to see guys that look and seem like they're going to have bright futures. Geis looked like he was going to be a good player. But now we got to wait another year to see what's going to happen. By the way, before we get into some Braves conversation, you know, I just want to say this, man. Terry, stop trying to regulate us, okay? Please.
Regulators. You regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good.
All right. I mean, just let the big dog eat, okay? Just let the big dog eat. Don't overthink it. Game plan didn't need to be that complicated. Tear that book in half, Carl.
You don't need all that. You don't need all that. Just a couple of plays. A couple of winning plays. All right, man. Braves tonight.
Yeah.
Stop. Braves tonight, they're taking on Milwaukee. You guys think we're joking. We're serious. And tonight it is Gausman on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
He did not necessarily pitch great in his first outing as a Brave. And right. I think that, you know, for people, it was on the road, so I don't know how much attention you were paying to it. But I do think this is a really nice addition to our starting rotation. Guys, he's a guy that has pitched a lot of innings. He's already pitched close to 200 innings in his career. You know, he knows how to carry the load to per the, you know, sort of, so to speak, Mike. And also, when you talk about having a guy that's experienced, He adds that. And so he doesn't cost a lot. We said this. He's, you know, he's a guy that has our we're under control for the next couple of years. But, Mike, he's a guy that could really help us here down the stretch over August and certainly September.
Right. And I know a lot of guys, every now and again I'll get a tweet from a Braves fan who's still upset we didn't swing for the fences as far as the trade deadline. But you didn't give up anything. All your star pieces, what you presume will be your future star pieces, are in place. And Kevin Gausman, you're right, not so great in that first outing. But he'll try to work that ERA as a Brave down from 5.4. Going up against Freddy Peralta, a right-hander, that means Ender Inciarte will be in action. But it's just fun to see how the Braves can do against some elite competition. Now, you're right. Shouldn't be able to beat the Marlins. I mean, shouldn't be able to lose to the Marlins. That shouldn't be a problem. And it should not be a problem now because one of the better hitters on the Marlins is now a Philly. So that could be a problem when you play Philadelphia later on. If you guys missed it, Ken Rosenthal reporting Justin Bauer, a first baseman and cash from the Marlins for a minor league pitcher. So he's a guy that can come off the bench, but he's also had a lot of good history against Braves pitching.
Yeah, just
and Phillies, by the way, sorry to cut you off. They play 7 more times in the season's final 11 days against the Bravos.
Yeah, those last 10 games or 10 days is going to be a big deal. Bauer is a guy that gives them some flexibility in their lineup, Mike. So we'll see how this plays out. Again, one guy doesn't change, you know, the whole dynamic of things. But when we said this, think about our lineup and how things change when guys have been in and out of the lineup, whether it's been Acuna or when Ender was hot and it seems like he's hot again, it does make a difference. And so if the Phillies are like, well, listen, we're going to start Bauer every game that we have against the Braves moving forward, okay, so be it. Maybe he gets hot, but you still got to play it out. But it is an interesting move by them.
The Bravos guys going to honor Chipper tonight. I think it's the first 20,000 through the door. And by the way, I'm not sure it's sold out yet, but I know when I got my tickets earlier in the week, it was getting close. So for sure, there'll be some big walk-up action tonight. And hopefully the weather will be, you know, who knows with the weather in the summer, but it looks to be better than it has been for some of the other home games this year.
All right, man. Want to hear from you guys, 404-741-0929. We'll keep you updated on the PGA Championship as well. It is going on. Some record scoring going on today on this course. And it's not just one guy. It's a multitude of players that are having really good days. Tiger on as we speak. I'm not sure what hole he's on, but
he's
also
had two birdies for his through his first three holes today.
Has he really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. Maybe he's not scattered all over the place. And then obviously Fowler is out there as well. He was the leader yesterday.
And just as you said that about Tiger, he just hit it in the gallery on the right. But
did he?
Yeah, you just jinxed him. But Charles Schwartzel from South Africa and Brooks Koepka from Florida State both shot a 63. That's the record round in a major. Johnny Miller did it and won, as did Arnold Palmer. Some guys have shot it and not gone on to win tournaments, but there's a lot of guys that have shot 63. It's an elite company, though. I think it's about 10 guys, and now Brooks Koepka, Charles Schwartzel, part of that company.
Coming up at 4, we'll go on the sidelines with the Dogs. Also, guys, we'll catch up with Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO, as we get ready, believe it or not, next month, training camp, man, for in September. You start talking about training camp for the NBA, because remember, they pushed the start of the season up. It used to be right at Halloween, and now it's a little bit before that. But either way, I think this Hawks team is going to be intriguing. We had Kent Bazemore in studio earlier in the week. Remember, Kent's got his charity event going on this weekend with the Uno tournament and then the golf tournament on Monday at Dunwoody Country Club. So if you want more information, go to our website. Go to Kent's website as well. He's always giving back to the community.
And, you know, Kent, first thing we were kind of busting his chops, and first thing we said in the interview, I said, well, dude, you're still here. And he kind of laughed. He gave me the look, but he left. And the thing is, moving forward, he was commenting about some of the other things you've heard about Trae Young and the fact that he can pass with his right or his left hand and the fact that, look, if he drives, dishes, you know, should open up some good looks for Kent. Hopefully, you know, Kent will have some better looks, you know, to get up more than, what, 12, 9, 13 points was his average last year.
You got to, you know, we've got scores. We talked about Torian Prince and some other guys on this team. I mean, you know, Herter's another guy out of Maryland that we haven't seen, but they drafted him because of his ability to score. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to open up a lot of – you're going to see a lot of open shots. And I'm not going to say, oh, it's like Golden State. But that's the premise. You get guys that can create off the dribble like Trae Young, Mike, and all of a sudden you're not guarding him, he's shooting. If you guard him or you run double teams at him, now he's creating for his teammates, and hopefully you see a lot of open shots. That's the uniqueness about what Golden State has, even prior to Kevin Durant getting there, is – guys get open looks all day long.
Yeah, there's some really good things being said about the Hawks players, not by anybody at ESPN or apparently at EA Sports, but I mean, look, guys, who cares about, you know, although Trae Young has taken it to task, some of the people that he's feeling he's being disrespected by, that's great. Whatever burns that fire inside you, to get the most out of Trae Young. He said he's been, you know, battling critics his whole career. The dude did have the most points and the most assists in college basketball, so that's got to mean something. But everybody's enamored with Luka Doncic and some of the other big pieces, even Bagley getting more love in preseason as far as who they think is going to be the most impactful rookie.
All right, so we'll talk to Steve Koonin coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Here's what's crazy about tonight with the Falcons, just real quick, and Falcons reported 5 guys. It's weird, Mike, that there are no real battles. I mean, when you talk about, again, we think Fusco is going to be the guy at right guard, and that'll play itself out. But outside of that, we're not looking for safety. We're not looking for a corner. All of these are complementary pieces, the guys that we're talking about. Ito's going to be a complementary piece, right? Isaiah Oliver, he's going to be
nickel and dime.
Yeah.
Literally nickel and dime.
It's interesting because I think it tells you how set our team is. There are a lot of teams that I watched last night that there are a variety of positions on both sides of the ball that are either up for grabs or unsettled. We really don't have that with the Falcons.
No, I mean, Deidrin Sinat, it's his job to win. I mean, we've got a bunch of guys that are going to be rotated in regardless, but I think everyone who's already seen or talked to Deidrin Sinat loves the attitude, the energy, and he's almost like a clone of Grady Jarrett in some cases. So, yeah, he's a guy that we'll be looking for tonight. Calvin Ridley has looked like a pro, and I don't want to overhype because one guy says, oh, you're overhyping Ridley.
Mm-mm.
No, I mean, when you come from a program like an Alabama or you're coming from one of the elite programs that's always on the spotlight, you know, there's a different attitude. So it's not like he's cocky in a bad way. He's cool. The moment isn't too big for Calvin Ridley in any of the situations he's been in so far.
Yeah, and he understands his role. I think for Calvin Ridley, it's simple. When I get my opportunities, I want to make plays. But the opportunities are going to come more for Julio, probably more for Sanu. But he's going to get his fair share of targets. And I think Sarkisian, Mike, to be honest with you, I think they're going to have plays to get him involved because of his explosiveness. So, yeah, I love his demeanor and the way that he's going about his business. Hey, always find us on social media. The radio station is 929 The Game. Like us on Facebook if you've not done so. And make sure you follow Mike. He is at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put Him Up, see Dukes, and follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929.
Hey, just want to pay off a tease I mentioned before the break. We've been talking a lot, obviously, the last couple of weeks. We're excited about Oconee Brewing's Hey Man Ale, Dukes and Bell Blonde Hey Man Ale. Well, guess what? We've heard the word. The cans are going to be filled with beer on the 28th, and so hitting stores by Labor Day around Metro Atlanta. So look for that, Oconee Brewing's Hey Man Ale. But they put out a tweet earlier saying that apparently Kroger, the Peachtree Road Kroger, has got their own growler shop, which, you know, you can go buy your own, you know, pick up some glass bottle, fill it up with our brew, and take it home and enjoy it. And that's the best we can do until we get it in cans. But, guys, over at Peachtree Road, it's Dukes and Bell Hey Man Ale in the Kroger Growler Shop, 3871 Peachtree. Our buddies at Oconee just said the tap or the keg is in there.
It's awesome. And when we had it was like our taste test party where we actually got to taste the beer out at Oconee Brewing. This was a few weeks back, probably 2 months ago now. And you know, we actually got a growler, Taylor, our brewmaster, because we didn't have the ability to put it in cans at that point. But we got a chance to take a growler home. It's very cool and convenient, guys. It's not like you're going to be toting all this stuff to the car. A couple of growlers, maybe for the weekend. And trust us, you'll probably be wanting more when you get done with it. But it's easy. This is an easy way to get the brew again until the cans arrive.
And for folks not familiar, basically it's 64 ounces of goodness in a big glass bottle, a growler. Yeah, and if you want to bring a 50-gallon drum and you want to try to sneak that into Kroger and try to fill up the keg, I'd be my guy. Now, again, I would go buy a couple of quarts of milk or a couple of gallons of milk, empty the milk out in the parking lot, wash it out, come back and fill the beer up. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you how to spend your money.
Yeah. I just wonder what they'll say to that guy when he walks in. Sir, can we help you?
Well, you can't have any glassware at the pool. That's the thing, Carl.
Right.
It comes back to me in the pool.
All right, man. Coming back, we're going to talk with Mike Conti in case you missed it. I mentioned Kent Bazemore's event. Guys, his website is armsfoundation.org. Armsfoundation.org for the third annual Arms Foundation weekend beginning Saturday with the UNO tournament from 7 to 11 at Westside Cultural Arts Center. And then Monday, August 13th, for the Arms Celebrity Golf Classic at Dunwoody Country Club.
Hey, man.
It's time now for In Case You Missed It with Mike Conti.
Good news for you.
Right here on Dukes and Bell.
All right, coming up, we'll go on the sidelines with the Dogs, guys. They've got their first scrimmage tomorrow. We'll talk more about that at 4, but right now it's time for Mike Conti, in case you missed it.
Been kind of scrambling about today, trying to get the Falcons pregame show set for tonight, and Will Guerra did me a big favor. He gave me a story. He said, this is a funny story. You should do it on In Case You Missed It, right? So you tell me if you think this is funny. The headline is, Rabid Beaver Attacks Father and Daughter on Kayak Trip.
Makes me laugh.
Really? I don't know. I mean, getting attacked by a rabid beaver doesn't sound too much fun.
Well, well, speak for yourself.
I mean, it depends on the beaver, Mike. Well,
this reminds me of the scene from The Naked Gun, as a matter
speak
of fact.
Speak for yourself.
Nice beaver. Thanks. I just had it stuffed. Let me help you with that.
And she pulls a stuffed beaver down from a shelf.
I have a beaver.
Oh, my God. Anyhow. So this is from...
Will was right.
If it would have been rabid possum or rabid, woodchuck or fox, it would probably be a lot less funny than this. But it was a rabid beaver, and it happened in Pennsylvania. So according to WPMT, this guy, Dan Worley, is out on a kayak on the Conowingo Creek, and he's kayaking with his daughter and their dog. Daughter's name is Layla. Dog's name is Ellie Mae. And this is what Dan said happened. He said he looked, and there was a beaver scratching at his kayak. And he said, this is a direct quote. He said, wow, that's pretty cool. A beaver came up to us. But then he continued. He said the beaver wouldn't stop. So he used his paddle to hit the beaver.
Oh, no.
And the beaver kept coming. So finally, after repeatedly hitting the beaver, striking the beaver.
Manhandled that beaver.
Yeah. Repeatedly striking the beaver with his paddle.
Yes.
The beaver jumped into his kayak.
Oh.
So this guy throws the beaver out of the kayak, and it lands in his daughter's kayak.
Oh, my God.
So he had to jump out of his kayak to wrestle the rogue beaver away from his daughter.
Did he get bit by the beaver?
He did not.
Okay.
But they were able to retrieve the beaver, and the Pennsylvania Game Commission did a test and concluded it was rabid. If you're wondering where the dog was during all this,
where was the dog?
Hiding in the bushes.
It ran?
It ran.
Wow.
Well, you don't want your dog getting bit by the rabid beaver, then he's going to have to get those shots.
The dog's got to step up.
The dog's probably been inoculated,
you would think.
If he's been to the vet. So
nice beaver.
How many times did he hit that beaver? How many times did he hit it, though?
Let me count here in the quote. It sounds like five or six times.
Five.
Hit beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
So it turns out this was actually a funny story.
An answer to Will's question. I think yes. I think yes it was. Yes, yes, yes.
You know, I wasn't alive in the 70s, but didn't this happen to Jimmy Carter? Wasn't he kayaking somewhere in South Georgia and got attacked by a beaver?
I believe it did.
I'm almost positive.
Mike, look that up.
Jimmy
I don't
Carter.
Know. I'm not familiar
almost
with that
positive.
Story. I'm not familiar with that story. It is, in case you missed it, with Mike Conti. A beaver attacks a family, and a man has to basically get this beaver off of his daughter. It's an amazing story.
Really is.
Amazing.
You got to be careful in the Conowingo Creek up there in Pennsylvania.
It was a killer rabbit.
Rabbit. Ooh. Okay, yes.
What?
But you know what I'm talking about,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Apparently a rabbit attacked the president.
Yeah. You know, Jimmy Carter was an outdoorsman from South Georgia, and I think it happened in South Georgia, and he was canoeing. And
a rabbit?
And of course, as the president, so the Secret Service and all the TV people are filming this, and that's probably part of the reason why Jimmy Carter lost to Reagan, because he... had to fend off a wild, potentially rabid rabbit.
From 1979, from the Associated Press story entitled Bunny Goes Bugs, Rabbit Attacks President. Washington Post carried it. Apparently, animal turned out to be a rabbit.
Yeah.
And apparently, Jimmy Carter was shooing away the rabbit while it came to him while he was on a boat, little skiff out there in the lake.
But see, it's a lot less funny when it's a rabbit as opposed to a beaver.
No doubt.
It?
Right.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Will Guerra.
Yeah, that was a good one. Thank you, Craig, for finding an old goodie from the 92.9 The Game vault. Forgot that sound.
No, the naked gun, that stuff makes me
not
laugh
that
every
one.
Time.
That's not the one I'm talking about.
I have a beaver.
Former co-host, right?
Look at Conti.
Turning beet red.
Look at Conti.
Oh, that always makes me laugh. always makes me laugh. It's
It's 92.9 The Game. It is Friday. This is a real story, by the way.
Beaver.
This is a real story.
All right.
I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Yeah, the segment's off the rails now. Let me try to pull it back. Thank you for the story, Will. So I don't know if you guys have been talking about this or not. In the Steelers-Eagles game last night, there is a controversy. We might have a preseason deflategate. Have you guys talked about this yet?
We didn't talk about it. I saw it on NFL Network. Yeah.
So Howard Askin is the – we've had him on the show before. He's a
– he's quite a character. He's
rabble-rouser of Philadelphia radio, but he's also the sideline reporter for the Eagles in their radio broadcast. He claims that during the game last night, there was an incomplete pass thrown by the Steelers that landed at his feet, and he said the ball was so deflated – it looked like a marshmallow, and that he turned the ball over to NFL security, and there is now an investigation into a possible deflategate from a preseason game.
Wow. I thought they fixed this, didn't they, when the whole thing went
down? I thought there was a third-party inspector of the footballs that would come in and weigh them and measure PSIs
and
things like that.
Each team's got their footballs. I thought they were going to have to hand them over to the officials before the game. I thought that was the story on that. So the officials, Carl, are handling the balls before the game exclusively.
I literally, just as you say that, Mike, in that way, I literally just got a text from my wife saying, I can't believe you're doing this right now.
What's she talking about?
I don't know. I mean, I'm talking about a rogue beaver that
does your
that
wife
attacked
not care for rogue beaver stories?
Look, the story, it's written right here. Will got this from Channel 2, a reputable news outlet.
It happened.
I don't think I'm doing anything wrong here.
Mike's simply reporting the news, Mrs.
Right.
Conti.
Yeah.
Leave Mike alone. Let him handle the beaver.
I have a beaver.
By the way, Terrence on Twitter, thank you for your comments.
Yeah.
And Kimberly, thank you for listening.
Uplifting story as we end in case you missed
man
it.
Man versus nature.
Yeah.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys.
I have an uplifting story here in the final.
All right, give me an uplifting.
All right, let's hear it.
Story.
The Raiders play their preseason opener tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And this came out earlier in the week. I wanted to mention this for a while. We just haven't had time. Maurice Hurst was drafted by the Raiders in the fifth round. Played for the University of Michigan. Mm-hmm. Now trying to make the team of the Oakland Raiders. Sounds like he's got a good shot. Fifth round draft pick.
Now, wait a minute. Time out. Just rewind. Wasn't he a guy we talked a lot about leading into the draft?
And he slipped.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And he slipped.
Okay.
Yes. That is him. But he made it. And he's having a good training
because
camp.
Because he had the heart condition. That was
correct. In fact, there were some people at a first-round grade on him. And there were a couple people in the second and third round when the Falcons were in position. A lot of people were saying, you know, this could be kind of a steal for the Falcons.
Mike, we talked a lot about this kid.
No, this is a guy we thought we might be interested in, not knowing where we were going to go in the draft.
Exactly right. That is exactly who he is. So Maurice Hurst, when he was attending the University of Michigan, he drove for Uber to make a little money on the side.
Right.
And I guess he made a lot of money doing that because when he moved out to Oakland to start playing for the Raiders, he continued to drive for Uber.
Huh.
And here we are now on the eve of their first preseason game. He will likely play tonight. He's been driving for Uber this week. And if you're wondering, he's got a 5-star rating.
Nice.
Not a 4.96.
Cool. Nice.
Not a 4.84. He's got a 5-star rating. He says that he's going to keep driving for Uber to keep the money coming in. We hear stories all the time of rookies trying to make it in the NFL who drive less than optimal vehicles to try to save money.
Right.
But this reminds me, when we were in Dallas with Atlanta United, that was the game of the 4th of July.
Right.
And in Frisco, Texas, there's really kind of only one way in and one way out. So Jason and I think a couple of Atlanta United people were with us. We were having a tough time getting an Uber. The guy who finally picked us up, real nice guy, takes us back to our hotel, and we pass the Cowboys training facility. You know, they had a big thing now in Frisco, Texas. He goes, I work there. And I go, oh, well, that's cool. What do you do there? He goes, I'm the video coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, wow.
He was your Uber driver.
He was our Uber driver.
Wow.
He goes, I've been to Atlanta the last 2 years with the Cowboys, and I'll be back this year when we play you again. Really nice guy. So you never know who you're going to get as your Uber driver.
That's nice.
You know?
Oh, I mean, my uncle's retired down in Florida. He was. He passed away before he did. He was driving Uber just to keep the, I guess, my aunt was like, get him out of the house.
Yeah.
If you're in your 70s, picking up some extra loot, have some fun.
Good gang. But you never think that like a video coordinator of an NFL team would be doing that.
No.
Not what that says about Jerry Jones.
Jerry is not paying that guy a lot of money, apparently.
Mike and I have been fortunate, and I'm sure it's happened to you, Conti, where you get into an Uber and the guy has the radio station on.
Right? Oh, yeah.
And you're just sitting there, and you're like, and you start talking, and then the guy's like, wait a minute.
That's happened to me before.
Yeah. So thanks, man. Good uplifting story. Mike Conti, he will not be back at 5:40 because he'll be doing the pregame show with
Hugh Douglas.
All right. Mike Conti's wife did not approve of the shenanigans, but that was a great story.
It was a real story about a beaver.
It was newsworthy.
I don't understand.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.